Carmichael, who takes it across, he's got a goal. Five, check ahead of midfield, 45 minutes. As an older guy, and a guy who's been following this team a long time, I consider the Eagles-Giants rivalry the best rivalry for the Eagles.
This is extremely painful for me to admit as somebody who's done sports radio in Philadelphia for as long as I have. But I grew up a Giants fan. And I did a 180 on it. So I've kind of rooted both ways. And I've gotten to see a lot of amazing football.
There have been so many games where one play, one huge play, has dictated the outcome of those two matchups.
Frank Gifford and Chuck Bednarik.
A 91-yard punt by Randall Cunningham.
Wild Man Willie had 17 sacks in one game.
And the one that I will remember for the rest of my life occurred on November 19, 1978.
Point is, this rivalry dates way, way back and hasn't lost its intensity.
Eagles fans shopping in the supermarket next to Giants fans on game day, buying their chips and talking trash. And I think that keeps this rivalry going. And when both teams are good and both teams are playing for something, then it becomes really good.
2003, you're building up, you're building. You feel like you're getting to the crescendo where this team's going to be in the Super Bowl. But it was a slow start that season. And even though it was early in the year, you felt like the Eagles are in some danger here if they lose this game in the Meadowlands.
The Eagles didn't do very well offensively at all that day. But late in the game, the Wizard of Westbrook, 36 West.
Westbrook dangerous every time he has his hands on the football.
It didn't really start off all that clean. It wasn't like he just caught it on the fly and boom, made his move. It was one of those plays where defense gets thrown off a little bit.
He gets a huge block from Mike Reese. He sprints down the left sideline.
You remember the whoosh, the sound of Brian Westbrook as he's running past the Giants bench in a gallop, a full gallop, and the Giants all reacting like, there's no way this is happening.
Westbrook takes it. What's the running room? Up to the 25, the 30, to the 35, 40, 45, midfield.
And my all-time favorite, I believe there's a picture hanging in NovaCare where Brian is running down the field where there's a Giants coach on the sideline. And the look on his face is just, I can't believe it's happening.
And all you could see was Brian Westbrook and those big shoulder pads shaking down the sideline and into the end zone.
And then you hear it from Merrill Reese, and he says,
Brian Westbrook, he's going, touchdown, Brian Westbrook, 84 yards.
Eagles would go on, deep playoff run, Giants would absolutely disappear. It was an absolute momentum game, one of those games where you can point back and say, week 7, 2003, that changed the fortunes of two organizations that day.
December 19th, 2010, to this day, I consider that the best game I have ever seen.
This is the real miracle of the Meadowlands, voted on ESPN as the number one play in NFL history, going back to 1920.
Today, all the talking stops, and these two 9-4 teams go to war.
When I'm watching an Eagles game, I'm already kind of starting to rehearse how I'm going to talk about it the next morning in Philadelphia. And I'm watching this game and I'm going, this is horrible. What has happened to the Philadelphia Eagles?
I remember saying on the air, as they went to the locker room at halftime and the score was 24-3 Giants, I said on the air, the score is the Giants 24, the Eagles are still at their hotel.
People that sometimes question, is there such a thing as momentum in sports? And there are a lot of people that tell you there is no such thing as momentum in sports. And that's nonsense. There's absolutely momentum in sports.
Michael Vick hit Brent Celek over the middle, and Celek ran downfield and scored a touchdown.
Great play.
Hit it one at a time.
And then the Eagles have an onside kick, and Riley Cooper recovers it.
And this time it was Michael Vick on a quarterback draw.
And you could just feel the energy in the stadium change. And even though the Giants at that point are still holding a pretty comfortable lead, all of a sudden it just begins to feel tenuous.
If the Eagles can score here,
You are going to see the Giants very, very nervous.
And I will still remember the pass that went to Jeremy Maclin inside the left pylon for another touchdown and the extra point that tied it.
We own New York!
The Eagles had to stop the Giants one more time, and they did.
Back he goes. Here comes the blitz. He lets it go, and it's incomplete. And the Giants will have to punt.
I'm standing there on the sidelines, and I said to a couple of guys, I said, I don't know what can happen here. He's not going to kick the ball to Deshaun Jackson.
For some reason, Tom Coughlin allowed his punter to punt the ball to Deshaun Jackson. And boy, why did he ever do that?
And then I see Deshaun drop the ball, and I said, nah, he didn't have possession of the ball at first. And that helped in the play.
And Deshaun Jackson turns into Michael Jackson, dancing his way through the New York Giants.
You know, Merrill's going through his call.
It's a knuckle. Jackson takes it at the 35. Picks it up. Looks for running room. He's at the 40. He's at the 45.
And I just started to scream in the background, oh, 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 because I knew where he was going.
Midfield.
And the thing that I always remember from the play, and I'll never forget this, is when Tom Coughlin, as Deshaun's running past him on the sidelines, slamming down his papers.
The incredible decision by Jackson to get to the one-yard line and run straight across the goal line. And I think I speak for an entire city when we're screaming, run in the end zone! Get in the end zone, Deshaun! What are you doing? And obviously, he was actually rolling out the clock, killing the final seconds of it.
Everything that had to happen, everything that had to go right, everything that had to be executed on the offense and the defense getting the stops and an onside kick that was recovered that set it up. And then the punt return. I mean, all three phases of the team had to execute just so. And certain things had to happen just so to allow the final kick return to happen and win the game.